Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and beverage scene. And I'm here today with Miles and Co. Taylor from Co. Kitchen. It's a family business cooking up authentic African food that you can find at fairs and festivals, as well as locations like breweries and other kind of food truck type venues. Miles and Co., welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you for having us.
So you're a family business. I'm assuming that means mostly you two, or there's some others involved too?
Well, actually, it's me, Co, and our two kids. Originally, that started Miles, Little Miles, and Jasmine Taylor. And then we have our neighbor that helps us out, and then we have other kids that come around that we hire to help us.
Nice. And how long have you been doing this now?
Oh, we've been doing this about 4 going on to 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah. And how'd you get your start, and what kind of compelled you to get going with this idea?
Well, first of all, I love cooking. You know, to begin with, I love cooking. And we started doing this a little bit way back where when I was teaching and Miles was into the trucking business, we cooked food at home and then we sold out of the house. So we made platters and people came and bought them and picked them up and enjoyed the food and gave us beautiful reviews on how nice and delicious the food is. So we're like, okay, so if that's the case, we should take this outside. We should try to expand it. So we started cooking and we started trying to get our name out there by doing different fairs and festivals and just like catering to the community. And everybody fell in love with the food. So this is how, you know, we got inspired, saying people love the food. So why not just get it out to the public, the community, and serve them? And so we just started going nonstop.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get in the food business, you can make just about any type of food, but I'm assuming you're making the food that you grew up with and
yes,
that your family would make, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And definitely. What type of food, how would you characterize the food? You came from Liberia, right?
Yes, from Liberia.
Okay.
So obviously it's Liberian dish type, you know, and this is all from when we grew up, like you rightfully said, this is food we grew up on. And the spices, the seasonings, the way we make it, it's the same way we do now. So this is from my grandmother, from my mother, and then down to me. And people watch me cook and say, do you not measure anything? I said, no. I don't measure anything. I just grab and go and sprinkle and just go. And then I stop when I stop.
Is that how mom and grandma did it too?
Definitely. Yeah. That's how I watched her do it.
There was no cookbooks.
There was no cookbooks. There was no direction to follow. You stand right here and watch me. So this is how it is. Yes.
And let's talk about the food then. What are some of the primary items you make? Like maybe some of the bigger entrees that you might have at a fair or festival?
Well, right now we were doing our grilled peanut butter spare ribs, our peanut chicken kebab, peanut beef kebab. We have our homemade vegetable fried rice, our vegetable cauliflower fried rice, grilled veggies, our homemade hibiscus drink, refresher tea. We make that with, you know, ginger, lemon, pineapple, cinnamon. And these are things that we make at fairs right now. But even though our menu is wild, we have a huge, I think you saw when you went on the website. But for now, this is what we're going to be offering. And then you can still place your orders if you're looking for the actual detailed meal.
Something special.
Special, special dishes. So hopefully in the future, you know, we're going to add those on where we can sell them out to fairs. But for now, you know, everything that I name is what we're putting out to the fairs now.
Well, you mentioned the ribs and the chicken with
yes,
the peanut. I mean,
yes,
some people might think, oh, peanut and that's ribs
exactly,
and chicken.
Yeah.
How does that go together?
Oh, it goes very well together. We see people are very surprised when they come. They're like, what? Peanut? You mean peanut butter? So we see them, you know, in some doubts. And then we walk up to them. Do you have any questions? We try to talk them into it. And we even go about serving samples. We have free samples for people to try just so they know what it tastes like. And that has been successful. When you try it, then you know what you're buying. Some people come, they're like, oh, I'm in for a surprise. I don't want a sample. I'm just going to eat it. You know, and we've gotten great reviews on the peanut combined with the meats. It's just incredible. It's delicious. Yeah.
And are there any seafood dishes that you make?
We do, but we're not serving them yet at the fairs. There are special dishes that you can order. We make fish. We make different kinds of fish. When we go to Air Products, we do deliver our seafood dish. We do like the swaff fish. It's steamed or air fried or could be baked, and we serve that also.
And are there certain vegetables that are part of the Liberian kind of food dictionary that you use, certain vegetables?
Well, yeah. Everything we're using here, we use it back in Liberia, like the broccoli. We have the zucchini, the mushrooms, the bell peppers, the onions. And these are the type of vegetables that we use when we make our grilled veggies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I saw on the website you offer some soups also. Let's talk about those type of soups.
We offer, yeah.
Yeah, we do offer soups. She's going to elaborate more on that. We do have our great peanut soup and fufu and soup. We have different kinds of, we have chicken soup also. We make our homemade chicken soup. These are mainly, they mainly come out during the winter time when it's cold because people love to have something warm, you know.
Not so good when it's 90 degrees at Music Fest, right?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think you want soup at that time.
No, Miles, you talked about fufu. What's fufu?
So fufu is made out of plantains, yams,
cassava.
Another name for that is yuca. You know, other people call it like that. So this is all, it could be pounded. You know, it comes in powder form. And then you could make it over
into
the stove
dough.
Into a dough, you know, then just make that, make the soup on the side, and you could chew it or you could swallow it. Yeah, so we make different kinds of soups, like
the
peanut
the
soup. Huh? We make peanut stew, like soup form. You eat it with that. We also make okra. You know what okra is? Gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
We make that. You could eat it with that. And I had a customer who ate it with greens. When I make potato leaves or spinach. Oh, she loved it with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have clear soup, too, where we make it out of smoked turkeys. We make it out of chicken. You can have beef in there. And you could also eat this with fufu or rice.
Now, someone comes, they see a co-kitchen. They haven't had your food before. What do you recommend that they try for the first time to kind of get the full experience, other than all of it?
Well, usually they ask us, and I usually tell them, you can try, because we have samples of the beef, the peanut butter beef, or the peanut butter chicken, or the peanut butter spare ribs. So usually I tell them, I'm a spare rib guy. Go ahead and try the spare ribs. Or you can try any sample, but usually we always get them with the spare ribs because they love the grilled peanut butter spare ribs.
Are those cooked low and slow so they're nice and tender?
Yes.
Yeah. Fall right off the bone.
You can't even look at it without it falling off, right?
Yes.
And you mentioned some of the beverages you make, the hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
What other beverages are kind of part of the Liberian food culture?
Well, normally we usually would just, like, the hibiscus is pretty wild in different places from different countries. I think people from the island make that too. So I think it's just a general thing where if you decide to do it health-wise, like, we like to serve that at our kitchen because it's healthy. It's a healthy drink. So basically back home we'll do like lemonades and stuff like that. But that's very popular around here. So we're looking for something we could serve that's going to be
authentic,
you know, like homemade. Hibiscus is very good for us, for everyone. So that's why we decided to choose that.
And it looks pretty too.
Yeah. It does. You know, looking at it makes you want to drink it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, growing up, this was what we had for Kool-Aid. That was our Kool-Aid growing up.
Yes.
So it was just normal that we introduced it over here, and it fell on good soil. And they really love it over here because of all the taste and the great properties that you have, having hibiscus, ginger, lemon, cinnamon, pineapple, all of that. Flavor, this is very good for you too.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Where are some of the common places that people can find Co Kitchen? I know you don't have a physical location,
mm-hmm.
but are there certain places that you're at pretty frequently?
Yes, we are at, especially in the summertime, there's tons of events. So that's why we encourage people to follow us, follow our page, because we make the announcement on there as to where we are. So at the fairs, at the weekly food truck events, you will find us there.
Within the Lehigh Valley?
Within the Lehigh Valley, yeah. There's tons of weekly food truck events at different places. Right now, like the fairground, Wednesday night fairground, there's Unix, you know, in Bath, Tree Farm. There's even Votech. They do that every Tuesday. So there are a couple of places that you'll be able to find us. Yes.
And how's this model working out for you? You said you've been at it like 4 or 5 years right now, right?
Yes.
Now, do you see yourself moving to a standalone location or doing pop-ups? Or you think it's kind of like fairs, festivals, and some of the catering is kind of a good fit for Co-Kitchen?
Yeah, right now it is. Even though we're looking for, especially in the winter, we're not going to have so many of these fairs or the pop-ups because of the weather.
You don't want to be in a tent.
Right.
It's cold.
Exactly. So we don't know yet where we're heading, but we do think about it as to maybe find a place to park, a couple of places, make the announcement where we can be allowed to, and then let people know details and they can come and find us. So this is what we're thinking for winter time. Yep.
And we also try to do a lot more catering during the winter time.
Yes.
Yeah, we do a lot of businesses. Like right now, we used to do a lot with Air Products every 2 weeks, but because summertime we've been so busy outside, so wintertime we go back into doing that, and we're looking for more. We're trying to get into the Lehigh Valley Hospital, see if we can work with them also. We got a couple of interviews to do also around. We have...
Boston Beer
also, you know. So we're open to coming into different
workplaces
yeah. and setting up for lunch. And so it's been pretty good for the wintertime. That's what we have done mostly wintertime.
But also individuals, like if I'm having a party or something like that and I want really good food.
Yes,
private
we
locations,
do
we do that. Yes. We go to private homes, we do neighborhood events and all of that.
We did that July 4th.
Nice.
Yes, a private home invited us for their party. It was awesome.
Now, you mentioned follow you on social media. What are those handles so people can track you down on your website?
Instagram, social media.
On Instagram, it's Cold Kitchen LLC. On Facebook, Cold Kitchen. And then our web page is coldkitchenllc.com also.
And Co is K-O-U.
K-O-U.
Yes.
Right,
Cold
Kitchen.
K-O-U Kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miles and Co, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure. And we're happy to be here.
Great.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
All the best. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.